This has been one of the main things that I learned. How I believe I will achieve legacy is this video from, you know, when you're seeing this, didn't turn out in a way in which I expected it to be. I want to say my testimony in terms of what I believe I have attained as an understanding of serving in the media team. To those that don't know, I go to Panim City Church and I am a part of Bezalel, which is the production slash media team at my church. Although I joined my church 2 years ago, I actually only joined the media team this year, February. And if you were to ask me to join the media team before 2024, I promise you with my entire heart, I would have told you absolutely not. But I don't know what it was, but God was really leading me to join the media team this year, especially when I got asked to as well. I could have literally said no, but something was telling me, James, this is the time to join. Through doing so, God is really very much leading me to a new chapter when it comes to what He desired over me. And to those that don't even know, I only actually, funny enough, attained photography skills and desire to do photography during my time at Panim City Church, which is very funny because a lot of the members don't even know that attained it last year. I learned so much since joining Bezalel, the media team. And I realized that my perception of service has definitely changed in terms of what serving looks like within church, specifically in the media team. Every single gift that God has given you, even if it doesn't even seem quote unquote big, you know, He's given that gift to you for a reason. And so if you put it in terms of, you know, media, like photography, videography, as a photographer, I'm speaking to the photographers right now, the church photographers. You don't belittle what you do in terms of serving Christ, because what you don't realize is by being in the spirit, one picture that you take can very much lead someone into, you know, just being intrigued by this image of someone very much encountering God. Same goes with video. You know, you don't know that one clip that you take just by you being led by the spirit can very much lead someone else into encountering God just by the fact that they've witnessed someone, witnessed the atmosphere of Christ really very much moving within the room. And that can be applied outside of media. Whatever gift that God has given you, He's given that gift to you because of the fact that on account of what you do with that gift, people will very much be introduced to Christ. But you partner yourself with the Holy Spirit and utilize the gifts in a way in which God desires of you to do so, honestly, you don't understand. Even just the way I do media just shift on a whole different level when I very much came as a child to this thing that I thought that I was an expert in. I understood that though I have a good amount of experience within this, I cannot execute this thing called media without partnering with the Holy Spirit. I can't execute it as well as I can without partnering myself with the Holy Spirit. And I saw that reflect within my work, even outside of church. I saw that my work was getting better and better. I began to separate the mindset of, okay, I'm good at this and I'm doing this because I want to, you know, make sure that people know that I'm good at what I do. And I put that mindset aside and now came in with the thought of, okay, God, on account of what I do with photography or videography, I pray that may someone come to the understanding or the recognition of your name on account of how I serve this person or this organization. I pray that they are able to essentially achieve the purpose in which you've installed over their life and on account of me partnering with you. I also witnessed my wisdom and knowledge in terms of all things media and outside of media heighten a lot more because of the fact that I began to partner my gifts with the Holy Spirit. I began to also be rooted within my word. And not to say that I'm perfect, not to say that I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say that my word life has been exceptional. Of course not. It could be far better. But I realized that through being more intentional and being, I'll say, serious with my walk and my relationship with God, I realized that has contributed to the bettering of my gift in a way in which I don't think, you know, practice could even do alone. When it comes to the gifts that God has granted me and also many of you guys, you have to understand that your gifts and in terms of what you do with your gifts also tie with the purpose of other people. Meaning, that how you utilize your gifts will also determine whether other people execute their purpose, because your gifts aren't just tied to you. Your gifts are tied to other people, because your gifts aren't for you, they're for others. And so when you don't essentially use your gifts to serve other people, that's selfishness, because your gift is something that you hold, and it's something that God's given to you that you hold to give to someone else. This has been one of the main things that I learned from this year, and also within the 21-day fast. If any of you have reached this point in terms of the video, God bless you. I didn't even mean for it to be this long, trust me. And this is what creating legacy is about. It's not about the legacy that I want to achieve, but the way I see it is the legacy which God desires of me to make. How I believe I will achieve legacy is, first of all, by partnering with God, always, but then also utilizing the gifts that I have to ensure that other people can reach their legacies too. That's my answer to how I will create a legacy.